Welcome to Charity Connect Podcast with Shola Matthew. On the 9th of January 2017, I launched the Charity Connect Podcast and it was so awesome. I must say that I'm very grateful to everyone that listened and gave feedback on Facebook, on Twitter, on WhatsApp, and every other platform. I am so grateful. Thank you all. God bless you. I want to give a special shout out to my mentor, Dayo Samuel, the award-winning host of the Audacity to Lead podcast. Thank you very, very much. God bless you. Also to Olawale Perfect of Week Radio, and also to Adewuyi Damilare, who celebrated his birthday today. Thank you very, very much. And all my friends, thank you. I can't do this without you guys. Thank you for listening. Before we get into today's business, I would like to tell you that I'll be asking a question at the end of today's show, and whosoever calls me first and get the answer correctly will win my gift. Okay, let's get to today's business. Today we'll be discussing charity and nation development, and I actually went out and did some interviews with some people, and it was so beautiful meeting great people. The first person that I interviewed is Adura Beni, and I know you will really gain a lot from what he has to say.
Okay, good afternoon, brother. Please, I am Shola Matthew from Charity Connect. Please, may I meet you?
My name is Adura Gbemi.
Okay, you are Adura Gbemi. Okay. I'm actually into Charity Connect, a podcast, so I want to sample what people actually understand by charity. Please, what do you understand by charity?
I, for one, I see charity as voluntarily giving of help. It can be in terms of need, it can be in terms of money.
Okay, please, like, have you been into charity? Like, what have you done for charity?
Well, I've been to charity a couple of times. I believe anything you do for humanity, you have also been for charity. I run, I'm a managing partner of an NGO.
Okay.
It's called You Can Youth in Commercial Agriculture Network.
Wow.
What we do is such a charitable organization. What we do is we empower youth, we empower women in agriculture.
Wow.
And that we do without collecting any debt from anybody. And so far, so good, we empower thousands of youth and women towards making them become owner of a series of enterprises, owner of some businesses through agriculture.
Wow, that's great. So you mean you do all these things for free?
Yeah, free of charge. That's why it's called a non-profit organization. That's no NGO.
Okay, thank you very much. Can you tell us your name once again?
My name is Adura Fashati, managing partner. Alright,
thank you very much.
Okay, that was Adura Gbemi, empowering people in agriculture in the form of charity. The next person that I actually interviewed is Mr. Williams. Before I met him, I met a particular woman and I was trying to interview her. She wanted to grant the interview, but when I brought out my phone to record it, she was like, no. Then she pointed to this man that I interviewed next and hear what he has to say too.
My name is Williams Ayodeji.
Okay, nice to meet you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, what do you understand by charity?
Charity is a way of helping the less privileged people.
Sir, have you been involved in any charity before?
Sure.
Okay, in what form of charity have you been involved in?
Giving what I have for the disabled, buying clothes, giving this to the less privileged in my environment, and many other things.
Okay, please, do you think charity can help this nation to develop?
Sure, that all of us join hands together to do.
Okay, yeah. So you mean that if we are into charity...
If we are into charities, at least a lot of criminal activities will be stopped. And a lot of less privileged will have something to do, to have some hard work.
That's great. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah. I'm Shola Matthew, and it's very nice to meet you. I don't know, people are just afraid to...
No, why are they afraid to speak my voice? Have you ever seen Donald Trump's fear of speaking his mind?
Oh, that's it. I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, you are different. That's what really happened.
Thank you very much. This is actually a podcast, so...
Yeah, I know. The way you say podcast, I have to give you my contribution.
Thank you very, very much. I'm very grateful,
sir.
Thank you, sir.
That was Mr. Williams expressing his mind in his own funny way. And one thing I noted was that he said that charity has a way of reducing crimes in our nation. You see that? Alright, the next person that I actually interviewed was Mrs. Lola Aluko. And this wonderful woman has something to say. about charity.
Good afternoon, I'm Shola Matthew. I run a podcast called Charity Connect with Shola Matthew. So I want to know what you understand by charity.
Good afternoon, I'm Lola Abiku.
Wow.
And what I understand by charity is giving back to the community, giving back to the society, especially when you've been blessed. You don't have to be blessed in a very big measure.
Okay.
Even from little, you can give. You can give back to people because there are so many people that are in need and they don't know how to connect with those help.
They don't know how to connect with those. Do you know that that's one of the reasons why I'm having this podcast, so as to connect people that can give and so on and so forth. Do you think charity as a way of developing this nation as a whole, or the world as a whole?
Yes, I think it does. Plays a very big role in the development of society, because if you look at it, there are so many people that don't have so many privileges. Some of us are privileged to have gotten education, to have mobile and all. A whole lot of people. In fact, mobility is only a far cry. Education, which is the basic thing, there are so many children out there that they just need to have, and family is made for life.
Wow.
And that destiny, the whole line.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that help people like this. You don't have to help the whole world, but the little people that you help society. Mm. So when people like that have that opportunity, I mean, development is.
Wow. So Ma, have you been involved in charity before in any way?
Yes, I am and I still am. So charity on a personal level, a lot of times, which I don't need to get anybody involved in.
Okay.
And I'm part of also some groups too. Widows, women, and children generally.
Wow. That's great. I hope that maybe with time we'll get to work with you too.
Okay, that was Mrs. Lola Aluko. One thing interesting about podcasting is that it helps to connect with people. Do you know that after the interview with Mrs. Lola Aluko, she actually gave me a lift with her car down to where I boarded a bus to where I was going to? That was a form of charity. The next person I interviewed is Shegun. So let's listen to what Shegun has to say about charity too.
Good evening. Please, may I meet you?
Yeah, good evening. My name is Olusegun Ibanjo.
So please, what do you understand by charity?
Today, I think charity is a kindly and lenient attitude towards people.
Wow.
Like, how do I best describe this? Okay. In a layman's language, best simply put, charity is just a lending helping hand to those who are in need.
Wow.
Great. That's why I feel what charity is to me, like helping those that are actually in need. It's not necessarily less degree, it would be your colleagues, like just good, being nice to people. Yeah.
Wow.
That, because I don't want to use being charitable, being nice to people, charity is to me.
Wow, you have actually brought another dimension into what charity is. Just being nice to people, even not really the less privileged.
Yeah, not really the less privileged, because I could say to be mean to people that are well to do, people that they have what to. I mean, they have all that it takes for them to be okay. Simply let me put it that way. People that are like okay in their own space, but when they come to you for help, like okay. You see someone struggling with probably a task,
okay,
and you know this person is not making headways with it, like, and it's something you can always help out with, it's something you know. At that instant, you taking up the person's burden is being charitable, because they'll see you to the person. After everything helps to the person, you'll be a nice person. Wow, like when I was really in need of this, or when I was fighting this, when I was trying to like get my way out of this, this person came in handy. Like, wow. He helped me with this, he helped me with that. So it's not just helping those that are actually less privileged. There are some people that are like who have what, you understand what I mean by who have what,
yeah,
enough, like for them to take care of themselves. But
yeah, sure.
There are still some certain instances whereby they would need helping and you being the helping hand at that time and being charitable.
Do you think charity has a way of developing any nation, particularly let's say Nigeria for example?
Yes, it has a way of developing a nation, because it will foster peace among people, like everybody being able to develop his fellow human being, irrespective of his or her tribe, irrespective of his or her background. Always willing to help. You'll find out that if everybody can be charitable, like
okay,
give freely, without any ulterior and without having this feeling of getting back, like, okay, let me do this so I can get back, and just doing it for goodwill and free will sake.
Okay.
To foster peace among people, let me just leave it at that. To foster peace among people, and everybody would eventually grow.
Wow.
Because if it's something you are there to learn, helping everybody moves on. So,
wow, thank you, appreciate your contribution to us.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, that was Segun all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. I actually interviewed Segun via WhatsApp call. Segun gave us another definition of charity. Another definition of the less privileged. Less privileged does not necessarily mean by somebody that does not have food in his table that could not provide for himself. But for example, someone is going through a difficult task, and even if the person is rich or not, and you are trying to just help him, is a form of charity. So what is that person trying to do in your own vicinity? There are some people that do not even have food to eat. There are some people that do not have shelter. There are some people that do not have books in their school. What are you doing to affect life, to build your nation, or to develop your nation that you are? This is the essence for this program. Okay, now let's just listen to the last person I interviewed, and that is Lavta from Belarus, Eastern Europe, and let's see what she has to say about charity.
Can I meet you?
My name is Abid Nudua Lavta.
Okay.
I'm speaking from Belarus, school in Belarus.
Okay.
Eastern Europe.
So what do you understand by charity?
Oh, charity basically, when it comes to layman's language or layman's knowledge, is just giving alms to the poor.
Okay.
Helping those in need, and basically just giving and sharing.
Wow.
I believe charity cannot be done without love.
Wow.
Because charity is showing kindness, showing love. So basically, you cannot give without loving. Mm. Although there are so many people that they give without even loving, but that's on another note.
Mm.
It could be as a show off thing. It might not come from their hearts.
Mm.
But basically, if you're talking about the true charity, it's love. Because basically, love conquers all, and charity is being born, or you can extract charity from love.
Wow, that's great. So have you been involved in charity before?
Yeah, I belong to the CCN International Group.
Okay.
Unit.
In what way have you been involved in charity before?
Visiting the motherless homes, less privileged, and what have you.
Do you think charity has a way of developing a nation?
Yes, I believe it has a lot of things to do, even developing a nation. Because if you show love to somebody, the person to we definitely reciprocate that love and show love to another person. And by so doing, so many, because basically if you're talking about the motherless babies and even those, the homeless children.
Okay.
So I believe if you help those in need,
okay,
definitely our nation will be a better place. Nigeria will be a beautiful place, and everybody will be happy. Because if somebody needs something, even if it's the smallest thing,
okay,
and if you can show that person love, you can help the person, if you can give to that person, honestly, believe you me, the person would live a happy life, and the person will be able to do something even better than even what you have done.
Mm.
So I think basically what we even need, even in our nations, in our different nations, in our different countries and what have you, is charity, love.
Wow.
Because love conquers all.
That's great. Thank you very much, Lavta from Belarus. We're really, really grateful for your contribution in this program.
Thank you very much. It's an honor speaking, contributing.
Okay, that was Abe Lavta all the way from Eastern Europe. 100% of the people I interviewed said that charity has a way of developing nations. As I close today in this episode, I want to encourage us to do something for charity. Like I said, I'll be having a question at the end of the show, and this is the question. Where is Christ Tor located in Nigeria? Call me on +234813924423. If you get the answer correctly, I'll give you the gift. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. See you in the next episode. I'm Shola Maji.